In preparing for this community meditation, I had it on my mind, and I always do before a community meditation or whatever. I think about it for a long time beforehand. And the things that happen to you in the meantime can affect that meditation. So last week, my first grandchild was born. It wasn't an easy birth, and he had a few problems since he's been born. He's had some problems with his oxygen levels and things like that. Well, that got me thinking, with communion in mind, about how as a father, Dylan would probably give his life for that kid. Then I started thinking about how God, the Father, gave his life, or gave his son for us. And I got thinking it'd be relatively easy for me to give my life for my son. It's a whole different story to think, would I give the life of my son and watch him tortured for my grandson? You think about that for a little bit and wow, it'd blow your mind. But that's what we're remembering today. John 3:16 says, "For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Now, when it says he gave his Son, he gave his Son to be tortured and ultimately killed for those that he created in his image, us. He gave up his Son so that we would have a chance of heaven. And then on top of that, his son, Jesus, knew what he was going to have to go through because he could have read it in Scripture. Isaiah chapter 53, starting in verse 4, says this. The fact is, I'm reading this out of the easy-to-read version. The fact is, it was our suffering he took on himself. He bore our pain, but we thought that it was God punishing him, that God was beating him for something he did, but he was being punished for what we did. He was crushed because of our guilt. He took the punishment we deserved, and this brought us peace. We were healed because of his pain. We had all wandered away like sheep. We had gone astray, or we had gone our own way. And yet the Lord put all our guilt on him. He was treated badly, but he never protested. He said nothing. Like a lamb being led away to be killed, he was like a sheep that makes no sound as its wool is being cut off. He never opened his mouth to defend himself. He was taken away by force and judged unfairly. The people of his time did not even notice that he was killed. But he was put to death for the sins of his people. He had done no wrong to anyone. He'd never even told a lie. But he was buried among the wicked. His tomb was with the rich. But the Lord was pleased with this humble servant. Who suffered such pain, even after giving himself as an offering for sin, he will see his descendants and enjoy a long life. He will succeed in doing what the Lord wanted. He went through all this because he knew it was the only way to save us. Jesus knew ahead of time what he was going to have to go through and said, "I'll do it anyway." He was a willing participant. God made the plan, and Jesus followed through with it, even though it caused him pain, suffering, and death, all because he loved us that much. Think about that love that Jesus showed for us as we partake of this meal that he left as a memorial. Let's remember. Our Father and great God in heaven, we We thank you for this plan of redemption that you had. We thank you for your son and the willingness that he had to go through with this plan, even though he knew what it was going to cost him. Thank you for sending him. We thank him for coming. As we remember him now with this juice that represents the blood that he shed and the bread that represents the body that was beaten and bruised for us, help us never, ever to forget or to take lightly what he went through just so we could be with you in heaven. Thank you for the love you had. Thank you for the love he has. In Jesus' name I pray.